I'll be brief. A couple things, though, quick. First of all, this week I was in fifth grade teaching about holy orders. They had a lot of questions, and they asked if I could mention them in my homily. So that's what I'm doing, mentioning the fifth graders in my homily. All right, so that's done. Two, the palm there that I carried in was made by my mother, okay, just in case you were wondering about that. She makes them for Holy Rosary, and they sell them every year. So if you want one next year, you have to place an order. But we're just ask me, and I'll get my mom to do it for you. All right, so that beautiful palm there. And then finally, brief little reflection. Get up, let us go, look, my betrayer is at hand. Those three verbs right there. Get up, look, let us go. Makes it very clear that when Jesus enters into Jerusalem, as he enters the Last Supper, as he's being escorted away to the Sanhedrin and then to Pilate, as he's being nailed in the cross, and as he's being laid in the tomb, those three verbs make it very clear that he chose us and he wanted this. This wasn't an accident. This wasn't Jesus at the wrong place at the wrong time. This wasn't because our sins put him there. This is clearly his own will, his own action. This is what he wants. This is what he desires. To be the Paschal Lamb, to lay down his life, to be a sin offering for us, so that we can share in his blessed divine life. It was his choice, and he wanted it. And this week, Thursday at 7 o'clock, and Friday at 3 o'clock, and then our Easter Vigil at 8, or the Sunday Masses on Sunday, we have a time to remember those things, to reflect upon them, to give them thanks. He chose us. And so I now leave it up to you. Will you choose to be there with them on Thursday at his Last Supper, on Good Friday at his Passion, or on Sunday at his Resurrection? Will you choose to be there with them? May God bless you.